Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Vitalist Spark podcast. I'm your host, John Ford, and today we've got a brand new mini-sode where we make the most of your time by packing 3 to 5 pieces of news you can really use into about the next 12 to 15 minutes. So let's get to it with item number one.
Obamacare.
Ask your congressional representatives. Ask the American Medical Association. Ask the heads of Arizona's major hospitals. Heck, ask just about anybody who cares about improving access to both health coverage and care, and they won't hesitate to tell you that it was a long summer of ups and downs. And yet, here's the news that most people aren't clear on. The Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land. In Arizona, there are three things that everyone should know. First, open enrollment runs for 6 weeks this year, from November 1 until December 15. Next, coverage remains affordable. In spite of what you may have heard about big premium increases in other states, in Arizona, one provider, Ambetter by HealthNet, increased premiums by an average of just 1.8%, while the other, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, actually decreased premiums, on average, by 0.9%. That means that, much like last year, 7 out of 10 people who buy Marketplace coverage will pay about $75 a month, and 8 out of 10 will pay about $100 a month. And that is why they call it the Affordable Care Act. Finally, grab a pencil, or whatever you use to take notes these days, because the Cover Arizona Coalition is back again this year to offer free trained assistance in getting people covered. Assisters can help families figure out if they are eligible for Medicaid, kids care, or the Marketplace. And within the Marketplace, what plan might best suit the family's needs. It's all free, and making an appointment is just a few clicks and keyboard strokes away. Ready? Go to your web browser and type in coveraz.org/connector. That's coveraz.org/CONNECTOR. Once the page comes up, consumers can enter their zip code, the distance they are willing to travel for their free appointment, and preferred language. Hit the Search for Help button, and options come up to choose the appointment location and time. Once again, that web address is coveraz.org/connector. Got no time for websites? The Cover Arizona Coalition also has a statewide toll-free number. That number is 1-800-377-3536. Once again, the Cover Arizona Coalition statewide toll-free number is 1-800-377-3536. Of course, we'll have all these details in the show notes. Listen, health coverage matters. It helps get people healthier and stay that way. And the first step on that path is choosing affordable, effective coverage. Here's where you come in. The federal government has cut its marketing and advertising for this year's open enrollment by 90%. So, we need you to make sure everyone who needs affordable coverage knows to go to coveraz.org/connector or dial 1-800-377-3536 starting November 1 to get an appointment and get covered. That'll do it for item one. Let's move on to item two. A shout out to
Virginia G. Piper Charitable Trust.
As a city in the desert, the Phoenix region is poised to lead in community resilience. That's the case statement for Piper Trust's current focus. Dive into their great work. Check the link in the show notes to download Building Community Resilience in Maricopa County, a 45-page report that's worth your time. As extreme weather events like hurricanes and wildfires grab headlines, keep in mind that resilience is all about the ability of people, communities, and systems to manage shocks and stressors and build stronger, more prosperous communities. And if hurricanes and wildfires seem too abstract for you, consider utility assistance. Yep, we're talking about utility bills. Piper Trust has helped convene and create the Advancing Community Resilience Partnership. The partners work together in new and unprecedented ways, including reimagining a new future for the utility assistance system. Now that might seem mundane at first glance, but could actually mean a great deal in terms of health and well-being. In fact, the link between utility bills and health is in your blood. You see, people who regularly experience high daily levels of stress, triggered by the struggle of whether to pay for food or utilities, for example, also carry high levels of the hormone cortisol in their bloodstream. And those continuously high levels of cortisol are precursors for a bunch of things nobody wants to experience, like diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. Learn more about the Advancing Community Resilience Partnership and get connected with the great work at Virginia G. Piper Charitable Trust. Visit pipertrust.org today. That's PIPERTRUST.org. Of course, the health and resilience of our communities is improved by focusing on multiple elements of community well-being, not the least of them being access to quality, affordable foods. And for that, let's check in with
Health Affairs Magazine.
See the links in the show notes to check out a brand new article published in Health Affairs. The title says it all. To improve health and reduce costs for low-income seniors, invest upstream. The piece documents new research that shows this, that greater access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, is, as they say in research speak, associated with significant healthcare savings for low-income seniors. In a nutshell, researchers studied all of Maryland's senior population and concluded that the state could annually save $34 million in nursing home costs, plus another $19 million in hospital costs, if those seniors had consistent access to quality, affordable food through SNAP. Now, that's just in Maryland. Take the work of connecting low-income seniors to quality, affordable food nationwide, and now you're talking about billions of dollars saved. Not to mention helping to achieve the goal of more equitable, more resilient, and healthier communities. The article gives more details on the numbers, and more importantly, provides specific recommendations on making greater participation in SNAP a reality for low-income seniors. So, check out the link in the show notes to learn more. And just like that, we're on to our last two items, starting with a tip of the hat to
the city of Tempe,
where we'll explore the 20-minute city. The home of Tempe Town Lake, host of Ironman Arizona, and turf of Sun Devils is experiencing what planners call build-out. Essentially, Tempe is landlocked. So what remains is for elected officials and planners to reflect on how the city functions for its residents, how the city, quote-unquote, grows without the benefit of geographic expansion. Doing that from a well-being perspective is no easy feat, which is why we're excited to hear news that Tempe Mayor Mark Mitchell and Sustainability Manager Braden Kay are focused on turning Tempe into a 20-minute city. Now, just what the heck is a 20-minute city? It's a place that functions to provide residents with everything they might need for daily life within a 20-minute reach via walking, cycling, or transit. That's right, cars don't count in that 20-minute calculation. And what might those daily living needs be? Most planners think in terms of grocery stores, restaurants, primary schools, and public parks for its 20-minute neighborhoods. Done right, a 20-minute city has a healthier body weight simply because of more daily active transportation by foot or by bike. It also has better air quality, thanks to reduced reliance on cars. Just as importantly, the household financial burden of owning, maintaining, and fueling many cars gets reduced. Neighborhoods are more vibrant, and therefore people are more safely engaged. And businesses in 20-minute neighborhoods see more customers and revenue growth. Plus, less windshield time spent driving alone means more time to spend with friends, family, and community. Anybody else out there wonder how Tempe is going to achieve this goal? It's certainly no small task to create a 20-minute city. Other municipalities have been at this work for years. Listeners, feel free to let Mayor Mitchell and Braden Kay know that we would love to have them on as guests here on a future Vitalist Spark episode to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of this strategy, its premise, its pitfalls, and its promise. We're almost out of time for this episode, just like the city of Bisbee is running out of time to defend its health-promoting ban on plastic bags. Here's the scoop. In 2012, Bisbee passed an ordinance banning retailers from providing single-use plastic bags. Residents and businesses were tired of seeing bags swirling around the city and stuck in trees. Government was intent on reducing the expense of cleaning up the mess. Last year, Arizona's state legislature passed a law prohibiting cities and other localities from regulating the use of plastic bags, styrofoam, and other containers. Then, just last week, the state's attorney general ruled that Bisbee is violating state law and must reverse its ban within 30 days or suffer the loss of vital state funding that pays for public services. As of October 24, the clock is ticking. Bisbee has already fought for the ban and likely will continue to do so. But here's the thing. On the level of a legal fight, Bisbee is likely to lose either way, either state funding or the right of a city to use policy to help build healthier communities as it sees fit. But we think victory can be snatched from the jaws of defeat. You see, Bisbee also provided the Attorney General with signatures from 43 businesses supporting the ban and two letters of support, one from a business owner and the other from the city's public works director. And therein lies a solution going forward. Law or no law, a coalition of Bisbee businesses can come together to make sure the single-use bags remain a distant memory. It would seem the city should be willing to offer support and assistance, probably at lesser expense than a legal battle. Don't get us wrong. Policy matters. It's a key method for transforming systems and places for the better. While an ordinance absolutely codifies and preserves a strategy or policy, it is the attitudes, practices, and behaviors of people who put policy into practice. Those attitudes, practices, and behaviors are also known as culture. And as management guru Peter Drucker likes to say, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Bisbee, we salute your spirit, your culture, and your strong effort that made the bag ban into law. Fight the good fight to keep it. Hopefully you'll prevail. But even if you don't win on the letter of the law, win on the spirit of it. Stay together, stick to your goals and culture, and continue eliminating blight and trash in Bisbee for the well-being and health of your city and our state, no matter what happens in court. That's it for today's minisode. Looks like we did it. 5 items within 15 minutes. Our Obamacare segment focused on access to care. Our Virginia G. Piper Charitable Trust segment allowed us to consider one aspect of community resilience. The Health Affairs piece delivered insight on quality, affordable food and health. The City of Tempe news about 20-minute city planning is an exciting declaration for walkability, livability, and a built environment that fosters health and prosperity. And our postcard from Bisbee is a bold reminder of the perils, pitfalls, and potential that policy can bring to the work of healthy communities. Please help us make the most of this independent media effort by sharing our podcast with colleagues, friends, and family. The dialogue on how to create healthier communities belongs at the family dinner table as much as it does in your place of business, in municipal and town halls, and in the domains of healthcare and public health. But dialogue doesn't happen unless we share what's going on and ways we can make things better. That's what the 5 items of this minisode are all about. Thank you for being our listeners. Don't forget about episode 1, focused on transportation in our daily lives, and our upcoming episode 3 on the future of transportation, including a discussion of the impact of autonomous vehicles with the City of Chandler and a regional planner. Let's keep the conversation growing. Share this episode far and wide. Subscribe to the Vitalist Spark podcast to get notified as soon as new episodes are released, and encourage others to come along for the ride with you. In the world of podcasts, your rating matters too. So take a moment to give us 5 stars on iTunes, Google Play Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also give us your input the old-fashioned way. Email your future episode ideas, minisode content suggestions, and more. Your corrections, complaints, and compliments are all welcomed by emailing us at feedback@vitalisthealth.org. Last but not least, we've got a Year of Healthy Communities webinar coming up right around the corner on November 9. So check the show notes and register today for our hour-long 4-panelist discussion on creating healthy communities. Finally, remember this: with great responsibility comes great power. We'll see you back on the road to well-being soon.